భగవద్గీత 5.28 యతేంద్రియ మనో బుద్ధిర్ మునిర్ మోక్ష పరాయణ విగతేచ్ఛా భయ క్రోధో యః సదా ముక్తేవ సః. సో దిస్ ఇస్ అ కంటిన్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ ద సమరీ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది పాత్ ఆఫ్ అష్టాంగ యోగా which Krishna started describing in the previous verse and which will be described in greater detail in the next chapter. So in the previous verse, Krishna talked about externals in terms of shutting out sense objects, focusing the eyes on the eyebrows and regulating the breath. Now in this verse, Krishna speaks about the internals. యతేంద్రియ మనో బుద్ధిర్ యత్ ఇంద్రియ టు కంట్రోల్ టు రెగ్యులేట్ రెగ్యులేట్ ద సెన్సెస్ మైండ్ మనో బుద్ధిర్ సెన్సెస్ మైండ్ అండ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ దీస్ త్రీ విల్ రిమెంబర్ ఫ్రమ్ ద థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద భగవద్గీత 3.40 దీస్ త్రీ ఆర్ ద ప్లేసెస్ వేర్ లస్ట్ ఇస్ సిచ్యువేటెడ్ సో కృష్ణ ఇస్ సేయింగ్ యూ కంట్రోల్ దీస్ త్రీ యతేంద్రియ మనో బుద్ధిర్ మునిర్ మోక్ష పరాయణ ద ముని ద సేజ్ ఇస్ మోక్ష పరాయణ ఇస్ డెడికేటెడ్ టు ద పర్స్యూట్ ఆఫ్ లిబరేషన్ విగతే ఇచ్ఛా భయ క్రోధో అండ్ when he gives up ichha, bhaya and krodha, desire, fear and anger. Krishna has talked about these three things twice now, of course. In 4.10 and also in 2.56 there it was slightly different. Vita, raga, bhaya, krodha, both places it was. So raga can be equated with ichha and then bhaya, krodha are the same. ఇచ్ఛా భయ క్రోధో యహ సదా ముక్త ఏవ సహ సో వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఫ్రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ యహ సదా వన్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ లైక్ దిస్ ముక్త ఏవ సహ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఇస్ ముక్త సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఇస్ లిబరేటెడ్ సో ఎసెన్షియలీ కృష్ణ ఇస్ స్టేటింగ్ ఓవర్ హియర్ దాట్ హీ Krishna is stating over here that the person who is internally detached like this and is keeps situated like this always throughout the life, sahasada mukta eva saha. That person is, Krishna is not saying that the person will attain mukti, that person is already mukta. This is something similar to what was stated in 5.19, ihaiva taiv jitah sargo. Even in this world, the person has conquered over material existence. Yesha samya sthitam mana. One who is situated in sameness, equanimity. Similarly, Krishna states over here, Riha sada mukta eva saha. Such a person is liberated. So, the exercise of the externals is for the purpose of purifying and conquering the internals. So, Ashtang Yoga, with its yogic postures and its breathing exercises and pranayama, are widely practiced nowadays. But many people practice this primarily for their physical health, looks, that is a gross underutilization of the potential of yoga. Here, Krishna is stating that, or is urging us to practice this for the purpose of purification, for the purpose of elevation. for the purpose of liberation ultimately. Yasada muktaeva saha. So it's an extraordinary statement that if we do this, Krishna is saying we will stay liberated. So what all does he say? Yateendriya mano buddhir. The senses, mind and intelligence are the interfaces between the soul and the world. And it is through these that the soul's consciousness gets misdirected towards the world. So, when these are brought under control, then that misdirection of consciousness towards external sensual things, external tempting things, that stops. Itendriya mano buddhir. And how does one get this determination, this extraordinary willpower that is needed for completely conquering the senses, the mind and the intelligence? That comes by pondering the imminent destruction of the body, the imminent arrival of death, and the necessity of attaining liberation as the only means to transcend the misery of death. Unirmokshaparayanaha. It's almost impossible to give up the negative, to give up anything, unless we have something else, and in fact something better to take up. So here, the Muni is not just giving up the externals towards which the senses, the mind, and even the materially contaminated intelligence are attracted. Yogi is also pursuing the ultimate reality. That is the liberated state of existence where one perceives and relishes the ultimate reality. Here, what kind of moksha is being pursued is not mentioned. Earlier, the word Brahma Nirvana was used, which usually from the words refers to impersonal liberation. But here it is just Munir Moksha Parayana, by understanding that this world is a place of misery. The sage strives for liberation, Munir Moksha Parayana. And we can be Parayana, devoted for various things, sold out. There can be Narayana Parayana. In the Bhagavatam this phrase comes, or in the Bhagavad Gita only little girl, Kama Krodha Parayana, the 16th chapter it comes. Etavad Nishchitah Asha Pashchate Baddha Kama Krodha Parayana. 16.12 this is. Then also there is Shuti Parayana, it comes in 13.26. So devoted to hearing. So here it is, devoted to the attainment of moksha. Now, the practices of yoga, especially Ashtanga yoga, may seem very demanding, even excruciating. But what makes them endurable and ultimately elevates one to a level of purity where they become relishable. So that endurance and transcendence comes because one, the seekers are focused on the pursuit of liberation. Munir moksha parayana. And naturally, once they've decided that they want to pursue liberation, then the forces that drag them to the world or that misdirect their consciousness towards the world, they keep that under control, whichever those forces be. The ichha bhaya krodho. So, desire, ichha is the desire to enjoy this world. Bhaya and krodha refer to different intellectual misconceptions. Ichha refers to an emotional misdirection. Now, bhaya and krodha, of course, are emotions. But those emotions have come because of intellectual misconceptions. Bhaya is fear of personal existence, as Srila Prabhupada explains in the 4.8 purport, and krodha refers to frustration caused by inveterate skepticism, where one keeps rejecting, but doesn't accept anything positive. So, we get the ichha, bhaya, krodha. So, all those three mental dispositions which keep us, which though featuring different emotions, they keep the direction of our consciousness towards matter and material existence. But the pursuer of liberation, moksha parayana, directs the consciousness towards the Supreme Lord, who is the object of liberation, and by such focus, by being moksha parayana, and who can always be like this, yasada mukta eva saha, such a person who is liberated attains, such a person who is controlled the senses, mind and intelligence, who has freed oneself from desire, anger and fear, who has devoted oneself to pursuit of liberation, such a person, yasada mukta eva saha. The moksha and mukti mean essentially the same thing. So moksha parayana becomes mukta eva saha, attains liberation.